back, and the Honorable Mr. Louis Corrales is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Mr. Rios, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I want to make a notation on the record that you've already had a probable cause hearing. So we're going to be following a slightly different script for the remainder of the hearing. But to start, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
George John Rios, 1275.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board who will be conducting this hearing. You can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the center. We have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Prior to this hearing, you received and signed a board notification hearing, and it seems that you signed that form on March 15, 2019. Is that correct, sir? That form is your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Before we continue, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Rios and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Rios, just so that you understand, in a full hearing, it's conducted in two phases. Phase one determines whether or not the terms of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, which we will conduct today, determines whether or not your release status should be revoked or reinstated. You received a probable cause hearing on March 6, 2019. At that hearing, the probable cause officer found that, just one second, testimony from the parole officer, information was on the warrant of arrest. He probably realized that Mr. Rios violated the conditions of his release and has lapsed with the mark of the last local emergency company. So based on the findings of the probable cause officer and the Department of Corrections information contained in that warrant, I would define Mr. Rios delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Just one second.
Burglary third degree, 2.5 years.
He has prior convictions in 1997, theft, 2 years. 2003, criminal damage, 1 year. 2003, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 9 months. In 2015, burglary, third degree, 1.5 years. This is his fifth term at DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. SDG in information notes, he's an admitted member of the 10th Avenue Posse Crips, Tucson Criminal Street Gang. He has prior terms of supervision in 1998, temporary release of stunner, 2 months, 11 days, administrative leave revoked. 1998, TIS release of stunner, 3 months, 24 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. 2005, TIS release of stunner, 474 days, arrested in Texas, revoked by the BOEC. 2016, TIS release of stunner, 37 days, arrested on current offense, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. His history of violations are moderate, with criminal damage noted. Under arrest, 1988, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1988, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1988, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1990, theft of vehicle, well, that charge was dismissed. 1999, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, burglary, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G7VA.
Thank you, Mr. Rossi. Back to you, Mr. Leo. We're going to make a quick review of your case and division summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to an approved residence with your mother, Evangelina Rios, in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
Was that the only place that you lived when you were on police supervision?
Yes, sir.
So, for the 71 days that you were missing, you were still at that residence?
Yes, sir. I was.
Okay. Why did you break off contact with your parole officer then?
What happened is, when I seen her, my first time on October 1st, when I got out, everybody finally, then I seen her on October 15th. Everything was fine. And she told me on October 15th that she was going to pay $100 to my house, November 15th at 3:30. So she was going to show up to my house that day. And I waited the whole day. I tried calling her on my cell phone and her office phone, and her voice wasn't full. I could not hear her voice now. So what I did in turn was give her a text message on her cell phone for her to get back at me. She never contacted me back. I guess she called my mom. My mom was a sick woman, and she's on medication, and she's on Social Security as well. And I guess she was supposed to be in the next city and never told me to report December 4th, which I never received it. I'm not saying that she didn't send it, but I never received it because I never checked it out. But during that whole time, they were about the speedway in Roma, and the pure office is like 10 miles away, and I had no way to get in there. And I put my way to the bathroom room. I'm sorry, Governor. It's just too much.
Okay, Mr. Mills, I do appreciate you accounting for what happened, but you were clearly under an obligation to maintain contact with parole by whatever means necessary. So there are general, hold on, sir, I'm not trying to get an argument, but there are general contact numbers for the parole office. So, frankly, I'm concerned that you feel because you thought that there was going to be a meeting with your parole officer, with her not arriving, that you just broke off contact with parole. Like there was just this one chance for them to make contact with you and they didn't. So that was a free pass to abscond. And that's on top of the fact that you've yet to have completed a period of community supervision. You've absconded every time, if I read that correctly. So,
yes, I understand that I'm saying that my wife is not in the group right now, and it's totally different. And I didn't know that it was helpful, and I'm trying to exhaust my court by calling her, making call from the office and make the message to the supervisor. And I was never able to contact her back, except for I guess for a letter, when I found out that the reminder was going to be missing, that she had attempted to send a letter.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry to interrupt. I want to take some information from our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby.
Yes, there's a promo note from Pio Portella, November 20th, 2018. Attempted to contact the offender via his mother's phone number. There was no answer, but a voicemail was left requesting the offender call this PO back to reschedule the missed contact visit from November 15th, 2018. This PO was out sick for that week and unable to make contact visits. November 27th, 2018, this PO has heard nothing back from the offender regarding attempts to contact to make a missed contact visit. This PO was sent a letter to report to the offender's approved residence directing the HEMA office December 4th. He failed to drop the UA November 20th, 2018. He failed to report on December 4th, 2018, as directed by the letter that was mailed to his approved residence. On December 7th, 2018, contact was made with his mother via her phone number. She stated he was not currently there. She was informed the letter was mailed to her residence. When asked if he got the letter, she stated she wasn't sure. They sent another one to make sure he got it. She was informed he hasn't made contact with PO for compliance and November need to see his PO soon. He gave me a call on Monday to come in the office. There was no phone calls or any attempts that were made to him report to the office or per the letter or to contact any staff. There's no notes here from the supervisor. The warrant was not issued until December 17th, so they gave him additional 2 weeks after the contact was made with the mother. Additional 10 days after contact was made with the mother.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to Mr. Rios. It looks like things did not unfold very well, and again, I'm trying to be reasonable, but the fact remains you broke off contact with parole. I'm trying to figure out with you having incident to community supervision in which you absconded on more than one occasion. What were you thinking, sir?
Well, I was trying to get all over it. I'm on site mates as well, and I didn't have my site mates. I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm not trying to make an excuse for you that. When it seemed to me, like I said, I just think it was a long walk. I haven't had again that tour. If you have a program called INSAC, it's called SATRAC, Community Probation Department, where we can go there and stay there so we can actually see the PO, we can do passes and all that. I'm probably going to do that if somebody needs to finish the road. Because I want to be able to prove myself, not only you guys, but as well as my wife, that there is nothing out there that I can do this.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rios. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Sir, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? Well, hold on, I didn't ask one question. Pardon me. And that is, what caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your scholar work?
I was running on the street, and I guess it really happened in an apartment complex. And I was like 40 miles away from the apartment complex, and I was running on the run that area, so they stopped me, and they tried to pin the gun down, and the charges were dropped because they had no proof of me. Plus, I didn't really mean me. They were trying to break into it, and the city was allowing that. Supposedly, after working on the team, I didn't have no food or money or nothing. So they just missed the charges, and that's why DOC came to get me from people having to drive me to the Department of Corrections for violation.
Thank you, Mr. Rios. The board will be going into discussion now. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't ask that. Did you have anything else you'd like to share?
I just want to apologize to the state and the city as well for everything I've done. I'm just getting older and I'm starting to realize a lot of things that I've done are not worth the value. I'm trying to change my life now. And like I said, I have a life that's very, very valuable with this right now. And my concern is to make sure I can take care of her before she leaves this world. I know my roots are all locked up.
sympathize with that, but you do have to make some hard decisions on behalf of the state today regarding your case. So the board will be going into discussion now, and it sounds like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself on the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with a decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. There is truth that his parole officer was sick and was not able to make an in-house contact, but there was also messages left reminding Mr. Rios of his responsibilities while on community supervision, and unfortunately, the fact remains that he absconded for 71 days in addition to having an SUA while he was on community supervision. So based on everything we've gathered, plus I dare say a history of absconding from supervision, I'm not finding Mr. Rios a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but that's what we'll be in discussion. Then we're going to make a motion, and that is, just 1 second. Based on the information we provided to this board, warrant number 2018-W3653, a discussion with Mr. Beals, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to welcome community supervision, and Mr. Beals with the waiver, finally determine the conditions of supervision and have lapse or not to lapse or co-origin in company, inasmuch he absconded for 71 days, and we cannot monitor his behavior in the community. And that is our motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Mule. Reviewed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Rittenhouse. Mr. Mule, I certainly take no pleasure in this, but your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about July 9, 2019, which is coming up quite quickly. It is just a bit more than 3 months, so we encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We're sorry to hear about your wife. Hopefully, she'll be able to maintain and you'll be able to return free and clear of community supervision when you come out and serve your family. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion to take place. Mr. Rios, we appreciate that you set the phone down, and I think he set the phone down before we were done talking to him. So, this one right here.